Scripture reading is Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it shall be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed that very moment. Amen.
The four books of Gospel records the ministry of Jesus. Matthew 9:35 says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Jesus preached the word of God, made people possess the hope for heaven, and manifested the power so the people could believe in the word. Through Jesus, people with various diseases were healed. The diseases that couldn't be healed by the medical science. And they were healed of many infirmities. Many people went back home in peace, in giving thanks, even though they have weak faith. By the power of Jesus, they were healed. However, some people showed faith that can be praised, they could be praised by Jesus. That was the case with Syrophoenician lady and centurion of this message. If they had not met Jesus who manifested the power, they couldn't have had the faith. They couldn't have heard the original voice of Jesus and consequently not received answers or blessings. They had the heart of goodness and humble heart. So they recognized Jesus, they met Jesus, and they were healed and received blessings. But think about this. What if they had been born when Jesus was not there? What if they had not known the power Jesus was manifesting? You have to realize that Father God is omnipotent. He is almighty. Those who ever believe, Father God can give them answers and blessings. However, let's say if you don't have good fellowship with Father God in you, even though Father God is almighty, even though you confess Father God is almighty, you cannot experience the power of God. Syrophoenician lady and centurion, what if, that they were healed through Jesus? Of course, they were humble. They had a heart of goodness. And they were praised by Jesus. So they could have good fellowship with God? They received answers directly from God? No, they couldn't. Even though they had not so stable fellowship with God, through the man of God, when they showed their goodness and faith, Father God looked at them and gave them great answers and blessings. You have to realize this. This church is the same. Father God is alive, and we believe in that. Jesus Christ is our Savior. We believe in our heart. However, let's say you have a problem. Now you ask directly to God for that problem and you get the answer. That's it. However, fellowship between you and Father God is not so perfect. And you realize this. You know this. You acknowledge it. You prayed to God. You fasted. However, you cannot make yourself healed through your own prayer. You don't have such strong faith. You admit it. You don't have faith that is as good as to solve your problem. However, there is a man who is loved and acknowledged and guaranteed by God. That's our shepherd. And the fellowship between Father God and the shepherd is so strong. And we know and we believe that whatever shepherd asks, God gives him answer. So we receive answers through our shepherd. That's the faith of centurion. That's how and why the centurion was praised. That's the conclusion of this message. You have to put this point, conclusion in your heart. If you believe in, then you will be done as you have believed. Your confession can be answered too. You got to know this clearly. Now, what about the handkerchief? It is well written in the Bible. Apostle Paul His power was manifested through the apron or handkerchief that he touched. And many people were healed through his apron and handkerchief. It is written in the book of Acts. Now, what did Father God say? Father God manifested amazing works through the hand of Apostle Paul. It is written in Acts. Father God worked through the hand of Apostle Paul. It's very important. You know, if Father God works through you, Father God will say He works through you. Now, this is the power of God. This is the almighty of Father God. So Father God, He did it. He did the work. All those signs and wonders, it's the power of God. However, this power of God is manifested through whom? You have to realize this. When you realize it, and when you believe it, and then you can receive answers and solution to your problems through that person. You can live a blessed life. You can give glory to God through that man. This kind of life, you have to believe it. That's the reason I deliver this message. The centurion. Now, my servant is so sick, and I pity him. You can heal him. Please give him answer. Even if the centurion had prayed to God for days, he couldn't get the answer. However, when he asked Jesus saw his faith, and Jesus prayed, and he got the answer. You have to understand this. You got a lesson from this message. In the days of Jesus, centurion believed in the power and message that Jesus manifested. There were many people who did like centurion, but there were people who heard the power of Jesus, but not many of them were healed and saved. You know this. Of course, there were people at the scene where Jesus was manifesting the power of God. They witnessed it. However, not all of them were healed and saved. You can apply this to this church. Power of God is manifested in this church. Father God is doing amazing jobs, countless jobs. Jobs and works and signs that we cannot even count for many days. Such amazing works we live in. However, there are many people among you witness it, hear it, watch it. We know it with our knowledge, but some people don't have faith among them, in them. We should be wise, though. We should receive blessing. We should receive answer in this scene right now. Even though you are in the scene of healing, why don't you get healed? Now, I'll tell you why and how. Through this message of faith of centurion, I hope that the works of healing and blessing can take place in your life as well. Especially, we have Lunar New Year Day, a meeting with the shepherd. Father God told our shepherd to pray for blessing for our congregation. Sometimes, you know, after us, in the past, I'm talking about past, you know, our shepherd goes to, went to in the prayer house, right? And usually before Friday service, he comes back to church. He came back to church and delivered a message on Fridays and Sundays. However, there was a week, you know, our shepherd's, you know, the birthday was in. And Father God stopped him and told him to pray. It was the time, you know, when he received the revelation about heaven and hell. Even though there was a senior pastor's birthday, you know, where he had to celebrate the birthday with the congregation, Father God told him to stay in prayer house and pray and fast. And our shepherd obeyed because it is the word of God. He doesn't use in his thought if it is the word of God. Now, this is my birthday. I have to spend days and I have to enjoy with my congregation and my family. He didn't say so. He stayed there, fasted and prayed, just as Father God told him to, and received God's revelation and power of God. Now, after those days, Father God told him, now, on Lunar New Year and your birthday, you stay with the congregation and enjoy it and give them prayer blessing, and the blessing will come to them. That's what Father God said. So according to the will and heart of Father God, our shepherd comes to the Lunar New Year day or in a birthday, and he prays for us and touches us, and we enjoy the works of healing and blessing. Now, think about this in a fleshly sense, even in a fleshly sense. What kind of work he has to do? But he doesn't say it's difficult. Even though he got no strength left to give you blessing, to give you healing works, to give answers to your problems, even if he has to sacrifice himself, he doesn't care. In the will of God, he comes down and prays for you. Now, this blessed moment is allowed for you. And he has, you know, our shepherd is preparing it for you. Now, you shouldn't just, you know, do as you used to do. You have to show faith just as Centurion did. Then you will receive answers and blessings. Now, compare your faith with the faith of Centurion and prepare the Lunar New Year day and receive blessing and healing works. And our shepherd will pray about the entire year and what kind of answers and blessings and we can expect for this year. That kind of message will be explained in meeting with him. So I hope you prepare yourself and enjoy the time and make this year the year of blessing and answers. We're going to review the incident written in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. Back then, Israel was a colony of Roman Empire. Roman Empire sent soldiers and officials to rule Israel. And the centurion of this sermon was dispatched to the city of Capernaum as a Roman soldier. There were many positions, like a centurion. There were leading soldiers who have other soldiers under their control, like 10, 50, 100, and thousands. And a centurion was the core officials. And they have to spend 15 years in an army to become a centurion. So as a foot soldier, the centurion, the position is the most glorious position. So you can see that the centurion is a man with great honor and in authority. However, this centurion came to Jesus in his 30s. Back then, Jesus was the citizen of the country that was the colony of Roman Empire. And, you know, there were rumors about Jesus. There were good rumors, good news. And Jesus was manifesting great power of God, and he was healing people. And there were other rumors about Jesus. However, centurion believed in good news. He heard about the ministry of Jesus, and he believed in amazing power that Jesus was manifesting. Even before he met Jesus, he opened his heart. Because he was doing the works the man could not do. He heard the news. He believed it after he checked it. The news is true. And that works is amazing. He accepted it, believed it with his open heart. And his teaching, Jesus' teaching, was far different from the teaching of hypocrites. Pharisees and the priests. Jesus was teaching about forgiveness and loving neighbor and loving even enemy. So he was touched. And he believed in the power that Jesus was manifesting. So many people were healed, demons were cast out, and so many people were healed at the command of Jesus and at his prayer. When he heard it, he opened his heart and he believed it. And so he could become a man of blessing.
그가 예수님에 대해서 듣고 알고 믿고 있던 중에
Then his servant got paralyzed, and his servant suffered a lot. Then he heard Jesus came to his city, the city of Capernaum. So he came to Jesus to solve that problem. Now, there is one thing that amazes you. Centurion came to Jesus not for his own problem or the matters of his family. He came to Jesus to help his servant healed of paralysis. You have to realize how full of goodness and love he was. Centurion said in Matthew 8:6, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented. Jesus knew his heart, and he said, I will come and heal him. However, Centurion gave an amazing answer. He said in verse 8, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. There is one thing that you have to think about. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. This confession could be done because he praised the Lord. He said it out of his humbleness. He didn't say so because he didn't like Jesus coming to his room or his house. He revered and respected Jesus out of his humbleness. Well, let me give you an example. Let's say, in a kingdom, there is a servant that king loves so much. And the servant did a great job to king. So the king said, I will go to your house and reward you greatly in your castle. Now, this humble servant will say, how can you come to my castle? I'm not worthy for you to come to my castle. I will be pleased if you give me just the reward. I mean, that reward is even overwhelming. He doesn't say so because out of his, you know, arrogance. He loves the king. He respects the king. He reveres the king. That's why he says so. However, if the servant is so arrogant, oh, king comes to my castle, he will show off himself around people around him. And he will have such a pride among other servants. Because, king visits his castle. So, welcome, king, come to my castle. However, humble servant will not say so. I'm not worthy for you to come to my castle. You don't need to come. You are so worthy. That's what centurion did. He revered and respected Jesus from the depths of his heart. So he lowered himself. He did it because he believed in the power of Jesus. Now verse 9 says, I also am a man under an authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. If you come to my house, it will be my glory. However, you don't need to do so. You just say a word. Then, whatever you say will be done. And Jesus heard this. He was marveled. And he said, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. Even though he manifested great power, he couldn't find such a man with this kind of faith. Disciples were with him, other people were following him. However, he couldn't find any Israelite who showed this kind of faith. That's why he said so. You know, truly I say to you, I haven't found such great faith with anyone in Israel. And then he said to a centurion, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. The servant was healed the very moment. The centurion was greatly praised by Jesus. And you know, blessings surely come when a person is praised greatly. I hope you can be greatly praised by Father God and the Lord and the servant and the shepherd. Now, I'll tell you why the centurion could receive answers and blessings. Senior pastor once explained about this, you know, a centurion and his faith many times. And he mentioned about centurion in many different kinds of sermons. So, there are many messages and there are many reasons why a centurion received answers and blessings. But because of the time given, I will give you two reasons. Okay? So you apply these two reasons to yourself and you show the faith in Lunar New Year and receive answers and glory to Father God. Now, first reason, he recognized Jesus. In other words, he believed in the ministry of Jesus and he realized how great Jesus was. You know, his teaching was different from teachings of Pharisees or priests. Jesus healed many people with diseases and he was manifesting amazing power. When he heard it, he opened his heart and believed it. He opened his heart and he believed it. You know, if you have this, there is nothing you cannot receive answers for. But it's, now, why you don't have it? Now, you have to realize it, okay? Now, centurion had a heart of goodness. That's why when he heard it, he opened his heart and believed it. How good his heart was, you can find it from the fact that he asked prayer of Jesus for the disease of his servant. If you think about Joseon dynasty, and a master of many servants didn't treat their servants well. You know, they rather scolded the servants even when the servants got sick. Get up. You work for me. However, centurion was so good to have agony for the servant. And he came to Jesus for the servant. And he said he was in tormenting. He is tormented. You know, he shared the suffering with the servant. Say, when you talk about the disease of the one you don't love much, that you know someone, but you don't have good fellowship with him. Now, someone asks you, well, he's not around. What's happening to him? Do you know? Then you say, because you know, you are his neighbor, or you seem to be a friend. Now you say, because you have done much attention, you don't have much interest in him. So you say, well, he got cold. He caught cold. So he doesn't come to Daniel prayer meeting. You just say it. However, let's say it is your family member, or he is your close friend, and he is suffering a lot. Then, when people ask the same question to you, then you will say, you know what? He caught cold and he suffers a lot in his sick bed. He doesn't eat well and he doesn't sleep well. You know, he suffers from high fever. Please pray for him. Even though they are sick, you say differently. Why? Because you love the person and out of sympathy and out of love, you answer in a differently like this. So depending on the gravity of the love, your answer can be different. Now, this centurion, when his servant got paralyzed, he shared that suffering. He was tormented. Please pray for him. Heal him. It shows how much he loved his servant. Since he was so full of goodness and love, Jesus realized it. And centurion could see the amazing power of Jesus. But there is one thing that you have to learn. You have to check your heart whether you see a work of goodness and love, whether you have longed for it, or you just ignore it. He is man of goodness. And you forget. Or you admire the goodness and you want to possess it. You know, you have to examine your heart at this moment. You came to this church, but you don't have such a faith, even though you witnessed the power of God. You think it has nothing to do with you. When people are healed by the power of God, you just say, those men got healed, and you forget them. You don't have such faith and goodness in your heart. You don't have much interest in them. Let's say there is a topic that you are interested in. When somebody talks about that topic, then you pay attention to it because you have interest in it. Let's say you are interested in earning money. Now, someone invested into that field and earned money, then you pay attention to that topic. If you don't interested in, such a people made great earning, that's it. Let's say you care about your skin. Now the people are talking about, you apply this kind of cosmetic, then you will have a beautiful skin. Then you pay attention to it. If you're not interested in, that kind of there is a cosmetic that is just developed, you don't pay much attention. If you are interested in goodness, and when you talk about goodness, you pay attention to it. And your heart moves, and you are pleased, and you are touched. Then your faith can be increased, and you can be loved and praised by Father God. The people of goodness pay attention to the news of goodness. Now, let's say, someone got healed. Then, what kind of disease he got? How could be healed? What kind of story was there? You want to hear. And that man was healed by the power of the shepherd, and he became healthy. Then you rejoice together as if you were healed. If you have this kind of goodness, if you pay attention to it and put it in your heart and listen to it with the heart of goodness, then his faith can be your faith. Let's say, you don't need to get sick. You don't need to have a problem. I was healed. My problem got solved. Of course, it will help your faith increase. However, you don't need to get sick to increase your faith. Most of you have that kind of, experience. You were sick and you were healed by the power of God thanks to Shepherd's Prayer. You experienced it. And then you have a chance to rejoice together when people are healed and by the power of God. When you hear the testimony of people, then you rejoice together, and then that's the way how you increase your faith. Now, if you can increase your faith only when you experience it, then you need to get sick, but you don't need to. When someone sees or experiences the power of God and they solve their problems by the power of God, then you take it yours and you say amen and believe it, then you will become your faith. I myself have also that kind of experience. Well, just listening cannot make it your faith. When you rejoice it, when you are grateful for it, how amazing the power of God, how great the power of the shepherd. Thanks to the prayer of the shepherd, they were healed. How amazing. What if they had not met shepherd? What would have happened to them? There were so many good testimonies. People were protected from accidents. They got no problems. Especially the one who was protected in the construction site. And the people who were not injured in a car accident. Many people who couldn't be, you know, come back to life after the unconsciousness, but thanks to the power of the shepherd, she was healed and got up, and then the doctors were amazed. There were so amazing works like this around us. Now, put yourself into their shoes. What if that man had not been a member of this church? You know, he would not have been alive. When you hear this kind of news, why don't you rejoice? Why don't you shed tears? Why don't you become thankful? You have to ask yourself, and you have to tell your heart, especially those who have been in the church for long years, examine your heart. You are not a spiritual child. You are arrogant, grown-up man. You used to rejoice together. When you're a novice Christian, when you see a tiny work of God, you are amazed, you are touched greatly, and you are so grateful. Let's say on this cold day, you use the public transportation. No. Father, please, you know. No. You just came to the bus stop, and the bus that you have to take right come to you. When you're a novice Christian, Father God sent me this bus right away and I arrived at this bus stop. You are so thankful. Only when you're a novice Christian? No, you have to keep that kind of joy. Then your faith can increase greatly. That's how our shepherd, you know, increased his faith. He was healed right away for the sickness that he had for 7 years. Then, since then, he has depended on Father God. He believed in Father God. He relied on Father God all the time. And whenever he experienced the power of God, he was thankful, and he acknowledged the Father God. He testified to his healing. And he has done it, and that has helped him increase his faith. Now, his faith is amazing, and he's showing great power. Now, does he stop? You know, being thankful to the work of God, he still is thankful for the amazing work of God. Since he has such a heart, it's not adequate to say, you know, his faith is increasing. That's why he is seeing amazing power of God all the time. However, you became arrogant, you became dull to the work of God. And the power of God and the healing works, if you have a heart of goodness, then your faith can increase as well. Now, a deacon got the prayer of shepherd in his, you know, difficulties. Now he received answers and he is overflowing with blessing. When you hear this news, you will listen to it. You will pay attention to it. Even though you are not running a business, even though you are not having any problem in your business, you listen to this kind of news. What kind of problem he got and how you know, he could solve the problem? He was in that kind of difficulty because he didn't live by the word of God, because he stopped praying. Now I have to, you know, keep on listening to the word of God and keep living by the word of God, and I shouldn't stop praying. When you hear the testimony of blessing, then you put it in your heart. And let's say you got a problem. Then you remember the testimony, and you just repent of the shortages, and you find if there is any will of God before Father God, and you pray and repenting and fasting, and you ask for goodness of Father God and His works, and you prepare in the offerings, and you give to Father God and receive shepherd's prayer, and then you got healed and you got solved. Then others' faith become yours, and this experience can become your faith. This way, your faith, you know, increases over and over again. A deacon increased his great faith and entered the Spirit. Then you rejoice together. You want to listen to his testimony, and you want to apply it to yourself, and you want to increase your faith too. Then you can quickly change. However, those who don't long for goodness, they will just say, "Oh, there is another testimony. I don't need to listen to it because I believe in the power of God." There are people who don't pay attention to it. Especially those so out of goodness, they don't even listen. They rather deny the news. They are building up great wall of sin before Father God. Now, you got touched, you should be thankful. However, you just judge, you just condemn by the thoughts of flesh. If you have such arrogant heart, And Father God knows it. Whatever thought you got, Father God knows it. And it becomes wall of sin before Father God. And when you have a problem, even if you pray, you cannot receive answer. But you don't know why. Even though when you saw the great works of God, you were dull. You didn't pay attention to it. You were so arrogant. You denied it. You didn't believe it. You just say, you know, even if I don't listen to it, I believe it in the power of God. The power of God is manifested everywhere. You don't listen. Why? Because you are so arrogant. And Father God hates it. Father God does not praise. Father God hates it. So it becomes a wall of sin and you don't receive answer. However, you forget what kind of mindset you got and you cannot receive answer. And you cannot even think about the thing that you should repent of. It shouldn't happen to you. Someone entered the Spirit, but you are not interested. You'd rather, you know what? He used to do this kind of mistakes. You know, he did this kind of wrongdoings. You'd rather judge than condemn. How can you enter Spirit? How can you receive answer? How can you increase your faith? If you judge and condemn like this, you cannot receive answer. You cannot increase your faith. How arrogant you are. You should realize, how can Father God give answers in healing works? Put yourself into shoes of Father God. No, you manifest power through the shepherd. You show amazing works. So that you know, many people were healed, many people solved their problems. They were in peace. They rejoiced together. Now, there is someone who does not listen, who doesn't pay attention, who doubts. He doesn't care. You know, it was the work of God. Then he has to believe it, but he doesn't. He rather judges and condemns it out of his evilness. Do you think you can increase his faith? Can you think you can solve the problem? He has nothing to do with it. Now, such a person cannot receive work of God when he needs it. When I show you the work, you didn't believe it. You didn't pay attention to it. You didn't care. Now, you say you need my power. Even if you don't believe in my power, how can I show my power? You have to realize this. And you got to become a spiritual child. There are people who close their heart and judge it by the thoughts of flesh. Then they cannot have faith. So check your heart. How you are touched and accept the works of God with the heart of goodness. If you are not touched, even if you hear it, which means your heart is filled with worldly things. You are interested in making money. You are interested in become a man of fame or honor. And your heart is filled with it. You come to Sunday. You come to church on Sunday. But when you go out of church, you forgot what you heard. And those spiritual things are gone from your heart. You know, I believe it. I know. And you cannot be touched. You cannot change. Even though the centurion had great power and authority, he lowered himself before the power of Jesus. That's why he could receive answer. Man of, you know, humbleness. Let's say a child entered the Spirit. He is greatly loved. Then you have to listen to the child. You have to learn from the child. When you became a man of spirit, you're just a kid. Now, what about our shepherd manifesting great power? How much you serve him and treasure him? Centurion showed his humbleness before Jesus, lowered himself, and praised Jesus. Do you do the same? You've got to check your heart, and you will see why you don't receive answers and blessings. Centurion didn't doubt. However, there were people who don't doubt, but their care and loneliness, their longing heart are different from each other. Even before Centurion met Jesus, when he heard the news, he received it by faith because he had goodness and a longing heart. You know, you just sit here. That's it. Depending on what kind of heart you listen and see those works of God, you know, you can have different kind of faith. And remember what kind of, you know, heart, you know, the centurion had. For example, there are works of rainbows. There are so many evidences. So many evidences. Circular rainbow, linear rainbow, K-shaped rainbow, ring-shaped rainbow. There are so many different kinds of rainbows. So it is rather nonsense to doubt it, right? Worldly people don't see it much. However, they say it. They say, you know, rainbow is after the rain. However, we see those rainbows all the time. Whenever we have good event, we have that kind of rainbow all the time. That rainbow is the evidence that Father God is with us. However, you don't doubt it. Oh, you know, if you go to Mammon Church, you can see the rainbow. It does not mean that you have a heart of goodness or you have faith. Depending on what kind of loneliness, you know, longing heart you got, you know, there's a great difference. How amazing they are. In the airplane, and we try to find, you know, rainbow, the cameraman or the other people. There is a rainbow encircling the shadow of a plane. How amazing it is. And of course, you know, always, you know, senior pastors, you know, sees it first and then we share it together. Whenever we see it, we rejoice. Now you don't doubt it. But now that's the basic, that's the fundamental thing. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. There are so many evidences. It is nonsense to doubt it, okay? Now, there's one thing that you have to remember. The gravity of longing heart. Now, if you have a longing heart for a rainbow, wherever you are, you look for a rainbow. Every day, with that kind of longing heart, you find rainbow. However, let's say, there was a rainbow in the morning. Or you got the text message, you got rainbow. No, you went out and see the rainbow. There was a rainbow around the sun, but the sun is so bright. You saw it and you just, okay, I see it. And that's it. It doesn't touch your heart. Wow, Father God, Father God made the circular rainbow. Is there anything in the church? Well, even if there isn't, you know, Father God is with me, and Father God blesses me. If you are full of thanks and joy in your heart after you see it, and even if you don't see the rainbow, when some people say, I saw rainbow this morning, then you say, wow, Father God put rainbow again. You know, there must be a good thing. You know, I'm so blessed. If you don't have such a heart, then your faith cannot be increased. That's the difference of longing heart. Even if you see the screen of rainbow, I know there is a rainbow. In Mammon Church, there is many evidences of rainbow. Okay, there are pictures, but it doesn't touch your heart. Many people, you know, clap your hands, and even if you see it again and again, you are amazed, and you are amazed at them. You gotta open your heart like this. You gotta have a whole, you know, heart with goodness and longing heart. If you are delighted, pleased with the rainbow, you find those rainbows, you know, every day. Not only when there is an event of church event, wherever you are, and you look for rainbow. When you find the rainbow and you know there is no church event, and that rainbow is for yourself only. Wow, Father God shows me that kind of rainbow for my own protection and for out of His love for me. And no, that rainbow will have a special meaning for you. It will become your faith. It's up to you. That's what I'm saying. If you show thanks, and if you acknowledge this work of God, if you have a longing heart, and Father God shows it to you again and again, then through this time, your love and faith can increase. Last Friday, there was a moment of looking at the moon. You were amazed. You were so happy, right? Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't see the image of shepherd well in the moon. I couldn't see the color. I couldn't see it clearly. So I was sorry in my heart. When I was young, you know, you may have the picture at home. You know, some people take a picture of the snow, and then there was a picture of Jesus. And many of you have that kind of, you know, picture. Well, there, I couldn't see the image of Jesus when I was young, when I was a kid. So it became my agony. Well, and next year, I think it's 1983
1993.
And we have, you know, church was greatly reviving, and there was a picture of it, and many members were amazed at it, and they rejoiced together. But I couldn't find the image of Jesus. I was an elementary school student. So, you know, I prayed a lot, and I saw many visions. But, you know, people came to me, since you see in spiritual visions and you have good faith, even if you don't find the image of Jesus, it's okay with you. However, it was my problem. And it piled up. You know, I couldn't see those, you know, clear images. When the image that in our congregation could see. And when, you know, angels drew a picture, you know, I could see barely, vague, I mean, the not so clear images. So I had a burning heart in my heart. Last year, and our family went to see a senior pastor. That night, and he tried to see stars, he tried to see moon, and he wanted to check his eyesight. So that, you know, he always come out, he always comes out and to see stars. Now, we were about to say goodbye to senior pastor. That was night. He looked up to the sky. Is that the moon? He got poor eyesight. Right? He said, is that the moon? And he said, can you find my image? He asked the question to other people and to family. And other workers and Pastor Myung-li and Myung-li said, I can see it, I can see it. But I couldn't see it. I sat still. Because I was sorry. And, you know, senior pastor came down and had a moment with us, right? And he talked about it again. And then, do you see the my image in the moon? Because he mentioned it, because if you can find it, it becomes your faith. And Father God put the image of our shepherd on the moon for that reason, right? So when he mentioned it, well, recently I couldn't see the image. I was sorry. But I wanted to have I had a longing heart. I want to see it. I want to see it. Now recently, when there was a full moon, so that, you know, people could see it clearly. So, and the senior pastor prayed so that there will be no micro dust. And the pastor, he suddenly mentioned it. And I was so desperate to see it. Unlike other days, I want to see it. I want to see it today. I want to see it tonight. I had a so desperate heart. Of course, I concentrated on the message, but in my heart, I prayed to God, Father God, I want to see it. I want to see it. Let me see it. So for sure, I had such a longing heart. And after the first half, I went out along with the congregation. Pastor Hee-jin Lee was in explaining, and there were many other members, right? So I didn't want to bother them. I want to see it clearly too. So I was with Pastor Crystal Kim and Pastor Seungshin Kim around me. You know, they are the people, they were pastors who could see a clear spiritual visions. I told them, let's go to the backyard and see the image. I couldn't see it clearly, so please help me to see it clearly. And then, you know, if you explain to me, then I can see it clearly. Please help me. I asked them. So right after the service, we went out together. Yes, that's why I went out over there. And Pastor Crystal Kim started to explain. And I looked at the moon, and I started to see. I saw the image of senior pastor. And I didn't go back. So I want to say, no, if you see other things, please tell me. You know, I got my schedule too, but I didn't want to go back to my office. So please tell me. And I saw a senior pastor in a holy attire. When I saw it, I could see it. And it's different from what you see on the screen right now. It was like a movie. And I saw him in a holy attire like this with a big shoulder. I could see it clearly. And then suddenly, this red color was seen. I was so pleased. So I didn't go back to my office. I want to stay. I looked at it for long. And then Father God let me see other images. I could see other images of senior pastor. And I explained it. Then, wow, now I can see it too. It was a dark suit. But I couldn't see the color, and I looked at it, I stared at it clearly, then I could see it was the dark gray, dark navy blue. This is how I said, of course I believed it. But, you know, because that was the moment I could see it with my own eyes, I was so happy. And you took pictures of the moon, right? And I went there and saw it again and again. So, and Mrs. Bolin Lee looked at me, and she said, now you found it, huh? I can see it. That you look different. She was assured that, you know, even though I didn't say that I found the image of senior pastor, and then Mrs. Bolin Lee realized already that I saw the image. I was happy. The joy was different. I was so pleased. I was so thankful for the love of God. And I was so thankful for the amazing work of Father God. I was overwhelmed by the touch of Father God's love. And after Friday's service, I went back home. And, you know, let's take a look at the moon again, I said to Myung Lee. And I went out and saw the moon again. I saw another image of senior pastor on the moon. I was looking for the same image that I saw before, but I couldn't see it. I couldn't find the same image. Well, there was no image. But I think Father God would show me a different image. So I stayed there and stared at it, and then there was another image. At this time, right after the service, the senior pastor, you know, waves at us, right? I could see it. Now it was different. His hand was waving at me. I could see it so clearly. Well, does Father God open my spiritual eyes? I could see it so clearly. Next day, Saturday, that moment of grace didn't cool down in my heart. So I looked at the moon and I saw another image. So I thought to myself, even before that, Father God showed it to us. There were many people who could see it clearly. But why I couldn't see it? But why I can see it right now? The gravity of longing heart. I was so desperate. I want to weigh so much. That Friday night, and last week after the Friday service, you know, we were scheduled to go to prayer house in the last week. I wanted to tell him I saw your image with that kind of heart, and I was so desperate 2 weeks ago. And I was just stay there, and I think Father God will show me different images. I will stay there, and I by that faith. Back then, I think it was minus 9 in Celsius. It was not so cold though, right? I was so happy. There was no dust. We could see so many stars, even at the sky, night sky of Seoul. But there was no dust. It was so clear sky. The amazing power of God. Father God works like this. And depending on what kind of longing heart you got, you can receive different kind of grace. You can hold on to it. You may not hold on to it. This is my testimony. It can be applied to your everyday work. The amazing power of the shepherd. That's the grace the Father God gives to us. And if you trust the shepherd and if you love the shepherd, then Father God will work for you for sure. It is the work of God. But this work is not manifested thanks to your work. Our shepherd prayed and fasted, and through the shepherd, Father God is working. And you witness that work. What kind of love and trust do you got for the shepherd? If you don't have it, you cannot become the man of that grace. Everybody has different kind of faith. Of course, the shepherd can manifest the power of God, if you say so. Or if you say, how can he manifest such great power of God? How could Father God manifest such great power through the hand of our shepherd? Even our Lord said, believe in me as you see the work of God. There are so many amazing signs and wonders. The signs and wonders only Father God can do. Now, such amazing works of God can be manifested in all churches. Then you don't need to listen to our shepherd. Wherever you are, in any church, you can see the power of God. But it's not true. This power can be manifested through the one who piles up a mound, enormous amount of prayer, those who are sanctified, those who are guaranteed by Father God, those with no arrogance, no selfish mind, those with the one heart with Father God. Only through such people, Father God can manifest His works. Now, how many can you find in the Bible with that kind of heart? Now, we serve that kind of shepherd. How blessed you are. You have to realize it. If you don't realize it, you cannot become a man of blessing. Father God put the shepherd, and then through him, he reveals his glory. Now, if you don't know about him, if you don't believe in him, the centurion realized Jesus. That's why he could receive the answer. You, if you are wise, you should realize this point. Through our shepherd, our Father God is manifesting great power. Last Friday, there were so many people who were protected in car accidents. So many people are protected through the prayer of our shepherd, even through telephones. So many people are healed and receive answers. What kind of man he is? What kind of man our shepherd is? If once you realize it, you can receive answers and blessings. Because the time given, I cannot explain them all. But the second reason the centurion could receive answers is that he showed his faith and he obeyed. He had that kind of attitude. So even if you say, I love you, I trust you, if you don't obey it, the faith is nothing. You have to show the evidence of your faith. That's obedience. Matthew 8:9 says, I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. In this confession, you don't need to come to my house to heal my servant. Even if you say it, it will be done. It was the confession of his faith. And this confession also contains his obedience. Now, this centurion is a soldier. So, when he receives order, he obeys it. That's what he says. I am under the authority of someone else. Once he gives order, I do this. That's the confession. That's his confession. Which means, if you say it, it will be done. People, things will obey you. So whatever you say, it will be done. I believe it. I obey it. That's the confession of obedience. That much, he trusted Jesus. Now, if you trust the shepherd, then you will obey. That's natural. So if you obey 10%, you will receive answer 10%. If you obey 30%, then you receive answer 30%. And that much you will obey. Now there are, I'm not a man around the senior pastor. I'm not his, he doesn't give me direct order. Everything that he speaks from this altar is a word for us, every one of us. How much you treasure it, how much you obey it. That's the key of obedience and blessing and answer. So if you didn't obey, you have to repent of it. And you should show true obedience. Senior Pastor once mentioned it. Even if you don't obey, even now, if you become obedient right now, if you show you that kind of obedience and show and love and faith, the Father God will give you answer right away. Now, in Lunar New Year Day, to become a man of receive and to man of blessing and answer, to help you become like this, and our shepherd will come with the message. If you listen to it and obey, then even if you didn't obey well, and even if you didn't receive blessing and answer, if you repent of it, and if you make up your mind to obey, say amen to whatever you hear, instead of saying, you know, how can it happen to me? And if you didn't say amen before. However, if you repent of it and you're ready to say amen and obey it, and for three or four days, think about what you did. Think about the shepherd. The Father God is guaranteeing and acknowledges. And the word, our shepherd is preaching. Well, our shepherd is not forcing you to do some difficult task. No, he does not tell you, sell your house and give offerings to church. He doesn't say it. He only delivers the word of goodness and love and faith. And if you listen and obey, it's not difficult. You know, if you have faith, if you have trust him, then you will obey. And such person can receive answer just as the centurion received answer. It will be done as you have believed. According to your faith, it will be done. And Lunar New Year Day in 2017, it will become like this. I hope every one of you prepare yourself like this for the Lunar New Year meeting with the shepherd and receive answers and blessings from Father God as you believe in whatever he says and believe it and obey it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
아버지 하나님께서 오늘 백부장의 믿음을 통하여서 우리의 믿음과 우리의 마음을 돌아보게 하셨으니 다시 한번 우리 자신을 돌아보아서 내 신앙생활이 어떠하였고 내 듣는 귀가 마음이 사모함이 어떠하였고 순종함이 어떠하였는지 부족했던 것들은 돌이키며 이젠 참믿음 신뢰 사랑으로 또한 순종으로 나아가 백부장의 축복과 같이 칭찬을 받은 것 같이 모두가 칭찬받는 한 해가 되게 하여 주옵소서. 참 영적인 믿음 깨우칠 수 있는 은혜와 능력을 주옵소서. 어떤 누구도 판단치 아니하며 믿음으로 받는 말씀 되게 하여 주옵소서. 감사드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you're not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, infirmities, go away. May the light come. all, please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neurology, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. There will be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, and deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer, and the strength to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this with their lips. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.